You call this the control grid. What is that?
Okay, we hear now that, oh, all right, there is a national security agency. Remember 15 years ago the media would say, oh, it doesn't exist, you're a conspiracy theorist. But in the last 10 years they've admitted, okay, the NSA's real, but they only listen to Al-Qaeda when bin Laden's calling his mommy or when bin Laden's, you know, calling one of his terrorists to attack us with Al-Qaeda. We listen to foreign phone calls. That's okay, isn't it? And now it's come out and they've admitted that that's not true. They're using it just in terror-related crime. And I remember back in 1996, so much of what the media says is classified isn't really, because even if it's classified at the government level, when they put the infrastructure in, it is there's a trail. It's funded. Announcements are made. And in 1996, with the Telecommunications Act, amongst thousands of things that happened in it, and deregulation, mm-hmm. a lot of other things, they were first going to pay $9 billion, then it turned out to be even more than that over time, to put in hubs. Whereas in the past, the NSA would tap into lines, tap into trunks. They put in NSA offices in every major phone company hub where whole floors are the National Security Agency. Now, I've been saying that for 10 years because it was in the federal funding. It was public. They paid them to do this. Now, last year, it comes out that one of the high-level people at AT&T out in San Francisco said, look, a whole floor here is the NSA. Forget that they tap in. The NSA is in the building. And so that's now declassified. So a few of the things that are going on is the Telecommunications Act of 96 paid all the telecom giants $9 billion to install NSA snooping hubs throughout the infrastructure. And also, they are pushing, of course, RFID adoption, the Pentagon and Walmart together.
And how would they use that? In what application?
Walmart, in 2000, with the Defense Department, they had a partnership similar to the 86 partnership that forced the universal adoption of the universal product code, or the barcode. In 2000, USA Today reported that they'd gotten together with other major retailers and major purchasers like the Pentagon to demand that by 2004, by the way, they're behind schedule, all products have to have the tiny tracker chip, the radio frequency identification device in it, and already tens of thousands of products have that. What are they going to do with this? Well, the Pentagon, MIT openly have announced at big RFID conferences, one in Chicago and others, it's all in their public minutes, that just like Google or Yahoo can track everything in live time in cyberspace, they want to have a radio chip in every product, every car, every soup can, every razor, every tire, to where they have a record of who purchased it, what they did with it, and then tracking it from the factory to the store, to the home, and then eventually to the swap meet or even to the landfill. With that, in real time, with all these radio frequency identification device readers being put up in the name of toll roads, they admit that it will have dual use to then read those, and then in live time, they can then not just track cyberspace, but literally track all of the inanimate objects and people moving throughout society. Also in the 1996 Telecommunications Act, they stated by October 1st, 2001, all cell phones had to be GPS triangulated off the cell towers.
Now, even if it wasn't turned on.
Even if it wasn't turned on. And we would talk about that then, reading the Telecommunications Act on air. They would say it was a conspiracy theory. Now, everybody knows about it. Parents track their kids with it. But what they don't tell you is FEMA, starting in 98, under the guise of Y2K, which they fear-mongered on, and which the Navy, you know, put out the reports of 56 cities going down and all this. The government started that, but really, it's now come out, that was the cover to put in emergency management centers in every major city, and then in rural areas, every 4 to 5 county area, they built these command bunkers, and then they tell the police, oh, it's just to track traffic, and they integrate them with the feds, they put CIA officers over every major city. That's now come out, and they can then tell them about upgrades, about, oh, now the cameras scan everybody's license plate. Oh, now the cameras have microphones. You can listen to people. And so every few months, it's a new upgrade. They bring the local emergency managers in under federal control and introduce them. And then 5 years ago, up in Wisconsin, and now it's gone nationwide, they announced, oh, guess what? Now the cops can just type into their computer at these emergency management centers and pull up where you are with your cell phone by name, just by typing your mm-hmm. name and number in that they have in a grid, and then they're following us all in real time. Most cities haven't unveiled this yet to the police. But emergency managers everywhere are freaking out, going, oh my gosh. So they bring them into a compartmentalized system with computers. First, it's for traffic, and then every few months, they keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. And really, this is a federal grid, but by 2000, it was globally standardized. Here's an example.
By the way, I lent my car to someone in St. Louis about 6 months ago, and on my last trip in, I had five camera tickets waiting for me. Five. And you can protest it, but you have to have the driver's license of the other person and all that. And
it's a big hassle.
Just went ballistic. It is. It's a huge hassle. And
they were also caught in San Diego.
And it's not a point thing, but it's a ticket, and it's $100 a piece.
They were caught in San Diego, and of course, the Lockheed Martin was running this, a defense contractor. They were caught shortening, and this was in the San Diego paper, shortening the yellow lights to get more money, and it was causing more accidents. So this is all about profit. This is not about safety.
Money. It's all about money.
So there's this entire giant grid that they're putting into place.